we have the pleasure now of being joined by James Carafano. He's the Vice President for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Joins us from time to time. James, first of all, thank you for joining us this morning and Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good to be with you.
Nice to have you. So I want to ask you about Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Overnight, we get new news that Kim Jong-un appears to be backing off of his prior threats to throw missiles at Guam, suggesting that he's doing this out of the generosity of his heart and that he's just going to wait to see if the imperialists decide to act crazy again. What do you make of all of this, Kim Jong-un's latest actions?
Well, it's kind of a good news, bad news thing. I mean, first of all, I think it was very predictable. If you listen to the nature of the rhetoric, it was very clear that they were already backing down almost immediately after they made the claim. And people seem to miss that because everybody kept spinning in a higher and higher orbit.
Yeah.
Even as the message coming out of North Korea were kind of ratcheting down. So first they said he was going to attack Guam. Then it was a missile test. Then it was a plan to do a missile test. And now it's like, well, I'll think about it. So that's.
But so we never. All we heard was that we're going to nuclear war with North Korea. That was the only thing that ever got reported.
Right. Yeah. So I think all that was predictable. On the other hand, what they did say is they have reserved the right, if the United States conducts flyovers or tests, that they would conduct a missile test in the direction of Guam. So there's two problems with that. One is there is a series of U.S. military exercises coming up. And so you could see where Kim would use the cover of, well, they're acting bellicose towards me, so I need to respond. Not that anybody believe that, but that so as early as August 21st. So every time a new range of military exercises come up, you know, people are going to be fretting over, will Kim follow through on this? The other problem is, look, I don't think you can do this. I mean, you know, I've actually talked to rocket scientists. I think it's very, very difficult for them to fire a missile in the direction of Guam. And not, and for the U.S. or the Japanese military to be able to distinguish whether it's a real threat or not. I mean, the Japanese have already said if a missile overflies, not their water territory, but their land territory, they're going to shoot it down. And if a missile's coming towards Guam, I don't know if the U.S. military will be able to say, well, it's probably going to splash in the ocean or whatever. They might. I think they would have to perceive it as a direct threat.
Well, General Mattis said something to this effect. General Mattis said something to this effect earlier yesterday when he there's some audio here. Let's play General Mattis responding to if they shoot missiles at the United States. He says we'll shoot them down, of course.
Fire at the United States, it could escalate into war very quickly. Yes, that's called war if they shoot at it. If they shoot at the United States, I'm assuming they hit the United States.
That's what I wanted to ask.
If they do that, then it's game on.
Is this the kind of statement, do you think, James, that Kim Jong-un might be responsive to, that he sees that as a serious threat?
Well, you know, we always kind of make this notion that somehow Kim responds to our rhetoric, which I don't actually think is very true. I think our military retaliation is him before, during, and after, because he can physically see it. I mean, they can count. They know it's there. So I'm not sure the words mean that much. I also think Mattis kind of backed off later. He said, well, it might not necessarily be an act of war. But what I don't think is people are considering is I think the more likely military option is if North Korea fires a missile at Guam, not only would we shoot the missile down, but we might likely do some kind of proportional military response, like, you know, bomb the missile sites or some facility related to that. I don't think that's intended to be a war. I don't think it would lead to a war, but I think the severity of actually targeting an American territory would require or might engender more than just shooting the missile down.
But Kim Jong-un knows that we have forces in place around him. But we could take out their entire country if we wanted to. So why would he be? Do you really think he's really stupid enough to ever? Deterrent has worked this far, and now we have a president who's actually really strong verbally, as opposed to just like subtle diplomacy. And now we have President Trump coming out and saying, you know, we will bomb you. We have the capacity, which is not a surprise to the North Koreans. Why would they? Do you think that he'd really be stupid enough to even shoot a missile towards Guam, knowing what we could do and what we might do?
Well, my answer is I think no. I think he is smart in that. Remember, the only reason why North Korea really wants nuclear weapons is for regime maintenance. It's no regime that's ever had nuclear weapons has ever been forcefully overthrown by another.
Huh.
There's a reason for that. So they see the nuclear weapons as the guarantor of maintaining the regime. The whole goal of their foreign policy is to maintain the regime. Starting a war is the one thing they know that eliminates the regime in a New York minute. So logically, they wouldn't do that. On the other hand, you can see things where he might miscalculate or do something provocative, and it might be. And this is actually the genius of missile defense, because with missile defense, you get options, right? If you don't have missile defense, all you can basically do is nuke the other guy's country. Here is you can shoot the missiles down, and then you can negotiate with the guy, you can bomb something proportionally, you have options, which is better,
right?
More stable environment.
All right, well, we have some options to take these things down. Thank you very much, James Carafano.
We always learn so much from you.
For stopping by Mornings on the Mall and giving us a North Korea update this morning.
All right.
Thank you.
A little bit of good news as North Korea backs off a little bit.